open to your questions. This is really about the 10-day closure. And I just want to give you some more information. I want to give you some information without telling you who it is. So don't ask me. Huiling, maybe you want to translate that.
Okay, 校长说欢迎大家呢来参加这一个市政厅会议，然后这一个会议呢其实是解答家长的问题呢，有关于我们十天关闭的。OK， 然后呢校长也会尽量的告诉你们最新的资讯，可是呢他不可以告诉你到底是谁是有那个反阳性的新型冠状病毒。
Okay, I could tell you the two positive cases did not result from random testing. We've been very fortunate that when they do come, they go over the 20% and in most cases hit 50% and above of the heartbeats in the building. Huiling.
Okay, 然后校长说呢，这两个呢反阳性的结果呢，其实呢不是我们学校呢平时做的那个随机测验的那个结果不是从那里回来的。Okay, 然后呢我们呢那些随机新型冠状病毒的测验呢，他们只需要测 20%， 可是呢他们通常来的时候呢都会测 50%。然后可是呢这一次的结果不是，是那个从那个随机那个测验那里提出来的结果。
Because we have such wonderful families and staff, it was reported to us by adults that someone in the family was not feeling well. And this was really like at the beginning stages. We're also cautious now.Families notify us if the child has sniffles or if someone in the family has sniffles. If someone runs a slight fever, they will not come in the building but notify us. And our response has always been, okay, go to the doctor or go get tested. Like get tested first and go to the doctor. All the families in 42 has been more than willing to get tested. In a few of the cases, it was just... really bad colds and they actually just had a fever and the individual was negative. But in these two cases, it came back positive and families immediately quarantined. They actually quarantined before they tested positive. They kept their child at home the minute someone in the family showed a symptom and notified us.So when it came back positive, we actually notified the situation room. Huiling, you go.
Okay. 然后校长说呢，其实我们呢，有非常非常好的家庭家长跟我们的工作人员。然后呢，就是说呢，每当呢，他们呢，就是这两个测验出来的结果呢，其实是他们通知我们的。每当呢，他们家庭的家庭成员呢，或者是不关于是谁呢，他们只要有一点点好像有那个感冒的症状呢，他们呢就会告诉我们了。而且呢，我们呢通常都会告诉他们，叫他去医生那里呢去检查一下，然后顺便去做这个测验。然后呢，有很多时候呢，小朋友呢就是感冒，他们呢的那个新型冠状病毒的测验检验出来是。反那个阳性的反阴性的，所以就代表他们没有。然后这两单案例呢，其实是他们去测验了，然后测验的结果回来是说他们有的。然后呢他们其实呢已经在就是说报告出来之前呢，他们已经居家隔离了，所以你们不需要担心。
So usually if it's just one case in one class, we close the class downEverybody that has been in contact with, whether it's the adult or child in that class, quarantines, and they do deep cleaning. In this case, it was two cases totally unrelated. And in cases where it's totally unrelated, they shut the building down. Like it's literally shut down. The only individuals in are the cleaning crew and school safety. Even the kitchen, the meal service,is closed for the day so that everything is deep cleaned. Huiling.
Okay, 然后呢我们通常呢对不对，如果只有一个反阳性的跟一个教室的话呢，我们通常就是说会做的呢就是把那个教室关掉，然后呢所有的人呢所有的成员在那个教室里面呢全部都会居家隔离。但是如果有两单呢是完全 没有联系的，完全不知道为什么会有两个反阳性的结果的话呢，整个学校的大楼呢都会被关闭的。唯一的成员可以进去这个学校的大楼的呢，就是清理的那个工作人员跟我们的警卫员才可以进去，连在那个厨房里面做工的那些工作人员呢，他们也不可以进去做工的。
So I know families are very upset about it. Trust me, so are the teachers. It is really difficult when we do this type of transition because, you know, when you're in the building, your stuff is in the building. Like there's no way you have a double set of everything. We had teachers going in this morning and I had to get special permission to allow them to pick up enough work to last them for the 10 days so that they could do remote with your child. Hui Ling.
Okay, 通常这些事情发生，如果那个学校大楼关闭的时候，不单只是家长呢，他们不开心，老师其实也不开心的。为什么呢？是因为呢，他们呢没有两份那些教书的那些材料呢，一份在家里，一份在学校的，所以他们呢必须要回学校拿。然后今天呢，有一些老师呢是要求呢校长让他们进去呢拿他们需要一个星期呢来教你的小朋友的那些材料全部都拿回家。然后校长呢必须要拿一些就是特别的指令呢，特别的可以呢方便他们进去。如果没有这个特令的话呢，老师是不可以进去的。
So this will keep happening. I know that the Blasio and the DOE has said that they're rethinking about the COVID closures. But we're waiting for recommendation. A lot of families are upset that it was two unrelated cases. Why does the building have to be closed? In situations where grades share stairwell, you know, I guess that would be a problem. In our case, we don't share stairwell. Each grade has their own stairwell. The only time that it's compromised is when we have the little ones use the main bathroom or if there's an incident, and they use the main stairwell, which is really wide and they socially distance and that's disinfected throughout the day. The cleaner has a schedule where they write down the handrails, the doorknobs, the banisters, the bathroom doors. So, you know, in a situation like ours, like it would be great if they rethink like the 10-day closure for two unrelated cases.
Okay, 然后呢，校长说呢，就是说其实呢，他们就是说因为基于教育局的规律呢，这些情况呢还是会经常发生的。然后呢，虽然呢我们的市长呢有说他们有可能会重新考虑呢，就是说在什么情况下才会关闭学校，我们到目前为止呢是还没有拿到任何的指令的。然后呢有些家长呢他们很不开心，是因为呢他们觉得竟然是两个没有联系的那个新型冠状病毒的反阳性，那为什么要把整栋大楼关掉？然后呢可能有些学校呢他们是基于呢不同，就有不同的年级呢去用那个同一个那个楼梯里面上下去他的教室里面，然后我们学校其实是不同的楼梯呢是指定给不同的年级的那些学生爬的，但是呢有时候呢那些就是小低年级的那些小朋友呢，对不对？他们有可能呢是会用我们的我们学校的大楼的那个总楼梯呢去爬上爬下用厕所，但是那个总楼梯其实很大很宽，然后呢我们的那个工作人员呢，清理的工作人员呢，他经常都会消毒的，他把所有的那个扶手的那个地方会消毒啊，而且是一整天都会进行消毒的。然后呢如果他们教育局可以呢就重新想说怎么样在什么样的情况下呢去把那个学校大楼关闭的话呢，其实我们也非常的乐意他去重新的去规划一下。
So for a small group of families, you also got information about a positive case for learning labs. I'll be very transparent. We've been in quarantine, so the most will be that you'll be quarantined one more day. This is inevitable. We had a situation where it was someone outside the classroom. Okay, I'll be realistic. We're all trying to stay safe, but we all have to go get groceries. We all have to go to work if we go to work. You know, at some point we leave the house. We can be safe and double mask. It doesn't mean anything if by chance you're near someone that's positive. So it's really tough. Which location of learning lab? Well, we only have learning lab at PS 42. So if you're not notified, don't worry. Okay, I'm gonna explain something. We have learning lab in 42. That's called learning lab. We have learning bridges with Grand Street Settlement at Exeter Street and with Victoria's Voices. So those are learning bridges since they're not in the building. Learning lab is in the building. So for that small group of people attending learning labs, you know, you'll also get more information, but I think the quarantine is just one more day than the rest of the school. You know, please. Don't worry, like this is life moving forward. I know the big question is, will we be 5 days in September? Well, I am pretty sure we're 5 days, but we could only be 5 days to the maximum in the classroom. So if the classroom says there's only 13, I can only have 13, which makes it okay, but then what do I do with the rest of the other 13? Like, I don't have enough space to give everybody 5 days. And I suspect that if we still have this variant, we'll be dealing with closures. Huiling, sorry.
Okay. All right, so 校长说呢，有一小部分的家庭呢会收到呢另外一些通知呢，是有关于另外一个反阳性的新型冠状病毒。OK， 那一个是在那个学习的实验室，在我们42小学里面。然后呢，校长说呢，你们最多呢就是要居家距离呢比我们多一天而已。OK， 然后呢，校长说呢，虽然我们呢每一个人呢都是非常非常的小心，但是我们还是要去面对现实，因为每一个人呢都必须要去买东西吃，必须要买那个，好像你要买水果啊，你要买菜都要去买菜的。然后呢，你们呢也有很多人呢需要去上班的，对不对？那不管我们是多小心，就算是我们是戴两个口罩，可是如果我们站在或者是有近距离跟另外一个呢，他们是有反阳性的那个新型冠状病毒的话呢，你传染到的机会呢也是蛮高的。OK， 然后呢，校长说呢，如果你没有收到这一个通知的话呢，你就不需要担心。OK， 他也解释说呢，学习实验室呢其实是在42小学里面的。OK， 学习桥是在 Grand Street 或者是在 Victoria's 里面进行的，所以说如果你没有收到那一个短信的话或者是电邮的话呢，你其实不需要担心的，然后你只需要居家多一天而已。然后呢，他说呢，你有些家长呢，他们想知道呢，九月份是不是开五天的 ？OK， 那个市长他们都说他想我们开五天，可是呢，我们只可以开五天，如果那个就是说在教室里面的成员呢，不会超过那个教室里面限量的那个成员才可以开五天。May I'm done.
I know you are. Someone just texted me from school. So I'm trying to like multitask. I don't know if I have anything else to share except that I'm hoping that this won't happen that often. We are doing our best to be careful. I'll be honest, like one day it might be me only because I have to go grocery shopping. I have to walk to the building. I have to walk back. I think it's just a fact of life for now. I'm open to any of your questions. Don't ask me who it is. I can't tell you that one. But I'm open to any questions. If you have concerns about switching to remote, you know, our teachers are very well prepared. Building reopening one, we can go in on the 22nd. Am I right, Ms. Lipsky?
Yes, Monday.
Yeah, unless you were notified and you were part of the learning lab that we just got notification of, then your first day back will be the 23rd. But Bill will be by the doorway doing your health survey.
Okay, 校长刚刚说呢，其实呢，这一个就好像是现在呢情况就是这个样子。然后呢，我们也不希望 就是说学校关闭，但是呢，如果有一天呢，对不对？如果是他也有校长也有可能呢，会就是说有那个反阳性的，因为呢，他要去买菜，他要走出去，然后走出去买菜的时候呢，他不知道谁在他的旁边，不管你多小心，你都是有那个可能的 ，OK？ 然后呢，一个家长问说，学校的大楼几时重开？重开的是3月22号星期一。如果你在我们学校42小学里面呢，是做实验，那个学习实验室的话呢，你们回来的第一天会是3月23。现在呢，校长说呢，如果你有任何的问题呢，有关于十天关闭呢，你可以在留言方案那里提交你的问题，然后呢，我们是可以尽量的回答你的问题，但是我们不可以告诉你谁是有反阳性的。
Okay, I'm going to clarify 5 days. Gus's mom and Jennifer, I'm hoping we can come back 5 days. I just don't know how they're going to make that work. So, Gus's mom, I'm so sorry you didn't get to see it. Well, yeah, actually, you've seen the classroom on Zoom. It's kind of like a warped perception. Jennifer, you've been in the building. So according, we follow the rules of, I was going to say the CEC, CDC. We were started out 6 feet apart and they gave us how many heartbeats can meet in that room based on the size of the room. Now they're rethinking that. And the CDC is saying 3 feet apart. We're gonna have, they're gonna measure, the building department or the school construction or school facilities will measure, and they will tell us how many heartbeats that can will fit into that room. So let's just say 205, the max heartbeat is 10. 3 feet, the max heartbeat will be 20. But what if I have 25 in the class, right? And then what if there's two teachers? We go into the dilemma, even if it's one teacher, if the max heartbeat is 20 and I walk in for something, someone has to walk out or have to throw a child out, you know, and I won't like go against that because God forbid something happens. So I'm really, really concerned about spacing. And trust me, like I'm not the only one. I know I got a lot of pushback from families, like some schools got 5 days. 110 has 5 days and show, and so does Shengwen. When we first started out, District 2 would not allow us. But they also did 5 days because they compromised the days of the upper grades. You can't have 5 days unless you spread the classroom out. Or they use the gymnasium or the public spaces. And I won't compromise on my specialty area. For the children that are in, you know, like we have phys ed going. So I can't give that up. Because if I give phys ed up to bring in 2 classes, 5 days, everybody in the building will lose phys ed because that can't happen without a gymnasium. Do you understand? If I use my indoor yard for 3 classrooms, first of all, that's where the kitchen cooks and serves lunch and delivers lunch. But if any of you have grown up in the period I've grown up, and it was open classroom, remember no walls? We actually had that at 42. Sharing a class is not conducive to learning or teaching. But if I take away the indoor space, if it rains, there's no space for the children to even sit in their little pods to play. I won't compromise that. So it's a, I'm waiting for 5 day guidance for 5 days. And if it has to happen, it'll happen. But I won't compromise my specialty areas, yoga, physical education, soccer, playtime for my lower grades to accommodate that, because that's all important. 110 also has 300 some odd students. I have to accommodate over 500. So we're all at different avenues of how we can service our families. You know, I hope that helps and explains why it's hard to do the 5 days, but if we have to, we'll make it work. And that's September. Ridge Carpenter, I can't tell you the percentage of teachers vaccinated. That's HIPAA law. And basically they don't have to tell me. So they can get vaccinated. And if they do off hours, I won't know. I am. I'm vaccinated. And I got my second one, more so because I'm autoimmune compromised currently. But a lot of my teachers have been trying to schedule appointments. Like, none of it is easy. A lot of it got canceled when they ran out. Some people are still waiting to be rescheduled, even though they said they're sending a lot. And you have to understand, like, for my teachers to get vaccinated, they go off hours because a lot of my teachers would rather be in and work. So it's hard. And the spots they got might be like, when they had the 24 hours open for teachers, it's like 2:30 in the morning in a remote area that they're not close by. So, you know, all that comes into it. But the teachers are all trying, the teachers who are willing, and there are probably teachers that are vaccinated that I don't know about. I hope this answers your question. I have one in Chinese from Linda. Huilin, can you help me?
I didn't translate anything that you said before me, just in case you didn't notice.
Oh, sorry. Okay, all right.
OK, 然后这两个家长呢，有两个家长他其实提问说呢，九月份的时候呢，到底可不可以呢回来上学五天？然后校长说呢，其实呢，我们没有就是我们其实现在也不清楚了 ，OK？ 因为呢，没有呢，教育局还没有颁发任何的指令。可是呢，按照那个我们CDC 的那个的他们所讲的那些规律，对不对？每一个小朋友呢是必须要六次。敞开六次的，然后他们现在虽然是调整了，说现在只需要就是说散开三次，可是呢我们必须要去量尺度，我们的教室有多大，里面呢我们才可以容量多少个小朋友跟大人在里面，老师跟小朋友在一个教室里面。所以呢那个教育局呢，他们会就是说叫一些人进来呢，去量我们学校我们每一个教室的尺寸呢，再来告诉我们呢每一个教室可以容纳多少人。OK， 然后呢，虽然呢有些家长呢他说呢，哦，其他的学校呢都有一个星期上五天，好像110啊跟双文他们都有上五天，可是呢我们情况呢是不一样的。你必须要知道呢，也要理解说，刚刚开始的时候呢，第二学区呢他们是不容许任何的学校呢是有五天上学的。 OK， 还有呢就是说，然后有些学校呢他们会用他们的操场啊，他们的体育馆啊，他们的体育教室呢，去容纳这一些不同的小朋友去上学五天的。那校长说呢，其实对于这一些就是用这些地方呢，他不想妥协，因为呢小朋友进来的时候呢，他觉得呢他们是应该呢要有一些好像那些我们特别的课程，例如瑜伽啊、体育课啊，还有其他的那个课程呢，来就是跟以前的上学的情况是差不多的，所以他不想妥协，就是说把这一些地方呢，对不对，改成教室。而且如果你以前呢是就是说你在一个同时间跟校长一起上学的时候呢，你就会知道其实一个很大的空间放不同的教室呢，其实呢在里面呢，第一学习非常难，第二教书也非常难，所以那个地方呢其实不容许呢一个很好的那个教书环境。所以校长说呢，他宁愿把那些环境呢让学生呢可以去做一些体育的运动，动一动身体，对不对，也不要用来呢就是开不同的教室的。OK， 然后那另外一个家长问呢，到底我们学校有多少个老师呢是已经打了这个疫苗？然后校长说呢，基于呢保护的那个就是个人的保护条例呢，对不对，他是不可以跟你分享说到底是哪个老师，到底有百分之多少的老师是有打这个疫苗的，但是他可以告诉你呢他有打。然后因为有些老师呢，他们打的时候呢，他们没有跟校长讲，他们也不需要跟校长讲，你懂吗？而且呢有时候呢那个疫苗中心他们开24个小时，然后他们有可能是早上2点钟去打，所以呢有很多情况会发生。所以呢校长说呢，他其实基于个人的那个保护的条例呢，他是不可以跟你分享到底百分之多少的老师是打了疫苗的。 OK， so Linda wants to know if fifth graders this year will they be taking their graduation picture。
Okay, we're working on that. It's really hard to get someone to commit right now. We're working on that and we will let you know. We know we located somebody that's able to do it. We're debating what would be a safe place to do it, like in the indoor yard. If the weather's nice, it might be outdoors, but we're working on it. We'll let you know. My fifth grader families here will let you know. Huilin.
OK， 然后校长说呢，我们有一个家长在问呢，就是说五年级呢 毕业生有没有照毕业照 ？OK， 然后校长说呢，我们现在正在非常的努力呢，去找一个人呢，是就是他是会进来我们学校，去帮小朋友照毕业照的。我们也知道对于小朋友来讲有多重要，而且呢，我们现在还要去就是去找一个地方，到底是哪一个地方呢？是适合去照这个毕业照的，是在学校的礼堂啊。在那个外面的操场啊，还是在内操场，我们现在还没有决定。但是呢，我们正在努力的规划这个事情。
Any questions? Please feel free. Rich Carpenter, did I answer your question? Because I could give you more details, but you know, as far as I'm concerned, the bulk of our teachers are aiming to get vaccinated. I hope this helps. Some are waiting a bit.Maybe they're waiting for the one dose. I don't blame them. But we're working on it. Any other questions? I don't want to keep you late. It's dinner time. And I'm here to answer all your questions.
So, 所以校长想知道呢，到底还有没有任何的家长呢有问题呢？有关于我们这十天的关闭，因为呢，他也知道，他也了解，现在呢已经晚了，而且呢也是你们做晚饭的时间，他不想呢用太多你们的宝贵时间。
Listen, I know we're remote for the next few days. It's really hard for all of you, all the adults. Kaiser, sorry, it's my dog. I know it's hard for the adults. I don't know how to help you at this point, except that we're more than willing to help you with technical support. If you're really tired, you can't get your child on Zoom, I don't blame you. Just let us know. You know, like we will always figure out a way to make it work or catch them up, you know, because that's the story of our life this year, next year, catching everybody up, including the adults. We are aiming on Friday. We might plan a school-wide trip, upper grade, lower grade, so that the children and the families will have a break and it's more of a leisurely pace where it's self-guided. You know, I will tell you chess and violin will go on. The teachers will be there for that. We'll send you reminders. And we're going to keep the homework load lighter this week for the children's sake and for your sake, because for the families that are in that are now remote, it's kind of like a little tough. And you know, if you have concerns about that, just reach out to us. I have no news about testing. That's really for my upper grades. We're asking for a waiver. The New York State is asking for a waiver. We're waiting to hear. They denied the first one. We're asking again, because we're very persistent. We're New Yorkers. But I'll give you more guidance when I hear. There's a question.
Can I translate that before I read you question? Yep. Okay. 那校长说呢 ？Okay. 在现在呢，就是说我们这个星期呢，所有的学生呢都会做远程学习的 ，OK。然后呢，我们也知道呢，远程学习对于有一些家长来说呢是非常非常的艰难。我们到现在呢，只可以呢去帮你呢，就是如果你的 iPad 出了一点问题啊，仪器出了一点问题，我们在那一方面还可以帮助你的 ，OK。那校长说呢，如果这个星期呢，基于所有的东西都发生了，对不对？然后呢，你觉得你很累啊？你不可以就是说把你的小朋友准时登录 Zoom 吗、啊？或者是你的小朋友缺了一两堂 Zoom， 他说没有关系的，你只要跟我们讲，跟我们打一声招呼，对不对？说你基于某些原因呢，是小朋友缺了这个 Zoom session， 我们呢是可以呢，就是给他，就是让他，就是说不需要他，就是说在那一天上那个 Zoom session， 我们理解的。而且呢，我们呢，这两年呢，校长说呢，我们都会呢，尽量的去帮小朋友在所有的地方呢，他们都需要加强。所以呢，我们也知道这两年来呢，我们都会加强所有的学生。然后呢，我们星期五呢，对不对？我们现在想规划，就是说一个学校呢，所有的小朋友，对不对，都会去一个移患的旅行。然后呢，我们想给家庭呢，就是一个 小小的就是就是一些时间一些空间呢，这样子你不需要一直很紧张的去叫你的小朋友去登录这一个你小朋友的 Zoom， 对不对？可是呢西洋棋跟小提琴呢还是会如期举行的，其他的时间呢你都可我们都会有一个一换的旅行呢，让小朋友去自己呢去看自己去做这一个旅行的，然后老师呢跟家长们，老师就会也会规划，然后家长们呢就会有一段时间呢就不需要去一直盯着你的小朋友上 Zoom 了。 OK， 那如果呢你有任何的问题呢是有关于周考的话呢，校长说呢我们到目前为止呢还没有就是说任何的资料，然后呢就是说我们纽约州呢有向市政府呢去做那个扩免的要求，可是呢他们不给我们扩免的要求，可是呢我们呢还是提交了第二次的扩免的要求，那看看结果是怎么样咯。 OK， so that question from iPad is about fifth grade state test. She wants to know or he wants to know whether or not there is state test.
We don't know yet. Right now they're saying yes, but we're still, New York State is applying for waiver. Don't worry about preparing your child for a test. Our teachers are hard at work doing that.
Okay. 然后呢，这个家长问呢，就是说五年级呢有没有周考？校长说呢，刚刚也解答了，说我们现在不知道到底有没有周考，可是呢，州政府呢，他们是说有的。OK， 然后就是那个政府他们说是有的，然后呢我们州我们整个纽约州呢都要那个要求一个扩免考周考，可是他们没有通过，然后我们又再提交了一次。
So any questions? Listen, I'm just going to give you one more push. If you need supplies, let us know. If you're willing to come pick up from the school, it's safer than going to Target.We will give you what you need. No questions asked. Broken keyboard, let us know. We are running a bit low on that. Sorry, Huiling. violin strings, don't worry if you break it while you're practicing. Bring it to school. We will fix it. You can't come. We will do our best to get it to you. We actually deliver a lot of things door to door. You're surprised. You'll be surprised. Feel free to reach out to us about anything.Nothing is off the books. Did I say that right? Did I say that right, Olga? Sort of, right? I kind of mangled that one. But really, we're here to meet your needs right now, especially during this pandemic. And it's more than just the academics. I'm not even concerned about the academics because the students are doing great and my teachers are wonderful and they're doing their best. I'm more concerned about your other needs, your socio-emotional needs, your material needs,food insecurity, if you need someone to talk to, if you think you need services for your child, because of this pandemic, it doesn't have to be long-term. If you have suggestions for me, just let me know. I'm open to suggestions also. Okay, report cards. I think that's coming out in April 6th, right, Olga?
April 9th.
Okay, we'll send you reminders, don't worry.And once again, you know, when you get report cards, feel free to reach out to the teachers, okay? Remember, we're using N and MT. MT meaning meeting target, N for needs improvement.
Okay. 校长说呢，如果你有任何问题的话呢，麻烦你在留言方案这里提交。还有呢，他最后一次呢，跟所有的家长讲呢，有关于材料 ，OK？ 如果你需要任何的材料，不管是什么样的材料呢，你可以联系学校，我们会给你的。校长说呢，我们给你材料呢，是比你就是安全过你自己走去 Target 自己去买呀。你懂吗？然后呢，如果你需要任何的东西，不管是铅笔啊。纸啊，或者是颜色笔啊，彩色笔啊，你只要跟我们讲，我们都会尽量的提供给你们的。我们有可能呢会叫你来拿，如果不行的话呢，我们也可以呢看看谁可以看看可不可以送去你家里。 OK， 还有呢，就是如果你的键盘你需要一个键盘呢，虽然我们不多键盘了，但是你们也是还可以要求的。还有小提琴的那一个线，如果断掉的话，没有关系，把小提琴拿过来，我们会帮你换一个新的给你的，换一个新的线给你的。然后呢，不需要，就是如果你有任何的要求，不管是什么，我们都希望你可以联系我们，跟我们讲你们的要求到底是什么，我们会尽我们最大的可能呢去帮助你们的。现在呢，因为基于这个疫情。呢，整个就是说，校长说他其实担心的不是小朋友的分数啊、成绩多少，他其实是担心他们的就是他们的情绪、他们的就是社会，就是说他们的情感方面的问题。而且呢，他也担心有关于说你们到底呢家里有没有够食物啊，还有其他的东西。所以如果你需要任何的东西呢，你可以。就是从我们学校的 APP 发一个短信给我们，跟我们讲你们到底需要什么，OK？还有关于成绩单，有一个家长问呢，成绩单呢几时会出来？成绩单是4月9号会出来，我们会在我们学校的 APP 呢是发一个短信呢，是提醒所有的家长，4月9号成绩单会出来。如果你有任何你看过成绩单呢，有任何的问题呢，你都可以通过我们学校的 APP 去联系老师，跟老师详谈有关于成绩单。的分数，然后要记得成绩单的分数只有两个数字，一个是 N，一个是 MT。N 代表呢，就是他需要加强，他需要进步；MT 就是他已经达标了。
Okay, I'm gonna let you guys go. Have a good evening. For the blended learning, we will see you April 22nd. I'm so sorry that that happened.
March 22nd.
Oh yeah, sorry. March 22nd. Oh my God, I probably gave half of you heart attacks. I'm so sorry this happened. But I think like this will be it. Moving forward, don't feel bad. We're not the only school. No, that was just me trying to like make light of it. I know it's really difficult, but there's one way we can stay safe and keep you safe. Like we have to follow the rules. So I will see all of you blended April 22nd. Well, actually, no, I can't be by the front door yet. I'm not allowed to. But we will be there to greet you. Okay, take
OK，
care. Reach out if you need anything, anything.
OK，校长说呢，这个会议已经结束了，谢谢大家参与的。然后他说呢，我们呢，如果你是回来学习的，对不对？我们会3月22号，下个星期一呢，我们会见你的。OK，虽然呢，我们觉得很抱歉，我们很难过，但是呢，这个呢，有可能呢，会经常发生。可是呢，我们不是唯一的学校，有这个情况，有很多学校也是有这个情况的。好，谢谢你们参加。如果你有任何的需要要求的话，可以呢跟我们联系的，我们会尽量的帮助你们。
拜拜。